Right. This is an interview with Mrs. Dora at Menlo, Georgia, in Chattooga County. Now, Mrs., how old are you?
If I live to see myself, I was 95 the second day of October. If I live to see next October, I'd be 96.
That's really something, isn't it?
I was born in 1872.
And where were you born?
Right here in Chattooga County, right up here on the road. The old house burned down now. In that old house. I've looked at it many times.
Well, just tell me something about the things you remember.
Oh, Lord, I remember so many. You'd have to ask me what did you want to know, and I would tell you. I remember all of this, how I used to wait.
Tell me about it. What kind of work did you do?
Done everything in the field what any other man done except cut wheat and cut oats. I couldn't cut that. I could plow, hoe, and pick cotton, do anything in the field any other man. Then I was a housekeeper. You don't be down here and ask your wife about me. I run up on a woman here at Tank Bay, and 2 weeks ago, and said to me when I, as our nurse, knowed me and I didn't know her here in Somersville, that doctor's office. I went there. She looked at me. She says, "Howdy, Dora." I looked at her. I said, "Howdy." She said, "You don't know me, do you?" I told her, "No, ma'am." "Well, you ought to. As good a dinner as I eat at over there at Mr. Knox's that day." Says, "You ought to know me." I said to her, "Well, I don't." She said, "Well, I have one of them come in the car out there, all them women come in that car, and they had that big dinner. And who cooked the dinner? I know that woman didn't cook it, but she cooked the cake. But all that other stuff you fixed, and the jello, jello and stuff like that, you didn't cook it. But you cooked that other stuff, that turkey and all them greens and everything. And when you rung the bell, the white woman went." Miss Eunice jumped up. "And you ever remember Bobbly?" "No. They left this country before you born." "I did." "No, you didn't."
"No, I see you."
"Yes, and you come back."
"Bye."
"Bye." And I talked on to her, and she told that doctor over there, says, "Listen, that's the woman I've been telling you all about could cook. Said, that's the best turkey ever I eat in my life. Said, I never eat one eat like that. And her dressing don't taste like other folks' dressing. Eat like dressing." And the doctor said, "I want to bring my wife and me and her will come over there with my wife." And won't you? I said, "Oh." I said, "That stuff was at the white folks' house." "I didn't punish it. And I don't have that stuff now. I can't have it." I said, "Putting sitting down doing nothing all the time, he can't have nothing much to eat. They have a little, but they don't have what they used to have." And she said, "No, I know they don't." And he says, "Yes, but I'd love to eat something like you've been talking about." Well, that's her. I could cook anything they wanted, and they went on back to the, and went to playing cards and doing what they were doing in there. And so in the front room. And I stayed in, and when my bell tingling,